I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Kevin Blinkoff, editor at On the Water magazine. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, there is some wildly good fishing going on now, and this has to do with what we talked about last week, right?
That's right. Last week we talked about all the bait fish we're seeing in the water right now, and particularly peanut bunker, which is a funny name for little menhaden. So it's a little bait fish that we're seeing in big numbers right now, and we kind of predicted last week that with all this bait in the water, we'd start to see some fantastic fishing, particularly some blitzes where fish push the bait fish to the surface of the water, birds diving on the bait fish, and that really exciting scene that fishermen look forward to this time of year.
What kind of fish are you seeing blitzing now?
Well, what has fishermen really excited right now is the arrival of false albacore in big numbers. And every year, false albacore is sort of a guess. Will they show? Will they not show? And this year, we're lucky. They've come in big numbers. They're a small member of the tuna family, about 5 to 10 pounds. And it's not really the size of them that gets anglers excited. It's that they're just fun to catch, fun to chase around. They feed on the surface, so it's very visual. And when you find albies, you've got to be quick. You've got to get on them and get a cast into them. And even when you do, it's not always a guarantee that they will hit your lure. They tend to be very picky, but that's just part of their charm, I guess.
So explain why having so much peanut bunker in the water right now is especially helpful.
It is helpful. Albies feed on all different types of bait fish, and if they're on small bait fish, they can be very picky. It can be tough to get them to hit anything. When they're on peanut bunker, they get excited, a lot like the anglers who are chasing them. They seem to feed very heavily on the peanut bunker, and if they stay up on the surface longer, they'll hit many different lures, so you don't have to be perfect. And we're already seeing that anglers who are getting out and getting on them are having great days catching them by the dozen.
Now, the albie fishing that we're seeing now, people are saying it's some of the best that they've seen.
That's what I've heard from some very experienced fishermen, that if you've been in the right place at the right time this past week, you've been able to get into fishing where acres of fish staying up on the surface and basically catching as many as you want. And I've been out a few times. I've tended to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but even I've managed a couple fish and had a lot of fun chasing them.
I know that you've got some footage of blitzes that you're going to put up on the website. Can you describe a little bit what this looks like for us?
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. If you're a fisherman and you see a blitz like this, you get very excited. And if you're not a fisherman, maybe you see it from a boat or from shore. It's a pretty spectacular scene. And what it looks like is kind of out of nowhere. White water on a surface, a calm surface of water. The fish come up and they're splashing like crazy. Bait sprays out of the water. And birds start to dive from the sky and pick off the bait fish. And it's a pretty chaotic scene. So it's something that happens pretty often this time of year, and when you do see it, it's very cool.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing now?
Well, besides the albies, we're also seeing lots of bluefish. They're chasing the peanut bunker as well, particularly in Buzzards Bay. You'll see lots of these blitzes all around Buzzards Bay as bluefish chase bait to the surface. We also saw some great action in the Cape Cod Canal this week. Again, all that bait, lots of striped bass in the canal chasing bait around. And then in Cape Cod Bay, still some really big bass in there, especially for anyone who's fishing live eels off the beaches of Sandwich in that part of Cape Cod Bay. We've heard of bass this week up into the 40-pound range.
I had a buddy who was out fishing last night and said the bait looked like it was raining across the surface of the water.
Yeah, this time of year, that bait comes to the top and dimples all across the water. And when you see it dimpling like rain, that usually means the bait's happy and nothing's chasing it. And then as soon as you see it spraying out of the water, that's when you know it's time to make a cast.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.